My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's talk to our buddy Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, who joins us. And Steve, first and foremost, happy Friday. It's a big weekend for our city, man. There's so much going on. Not only the Tour Championship, but there's so many events that are happening and Comic-Con and all this stuff. I mean, it's a busy weekend.
It's amazing, and it's electric. And by the way, Scheffler just bogeyed on 13. So he's 19, and Xander's got about a 2-footer for a birdie. So
okay, so
might
he's coming.
Be tightening up there.
Yeah. Well, listen,
maybe that was the roar.
We were just. It may have been. We literally just heard a roar. That was the roar on 13.
Oh, that was the roar on 13. Right. It wasn't 16.
It
correct.
It was the roar on 13.
Morikawa chipped in. Morikawa chipped in.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, because we can see, but we can't see through the crowd, obviously, of what's happening right there at the green. Steve, we found out. I want to start here that we're going to get a Final Four in 2031 yesterday. We have talked to you about this a lot. Obviously, our city got cheated in 2020.
Yep.
With COVID, it should have been our year. We know how that all played out. But we're getting it in 2031. So my next question is, what about an all-star game?
Oh, there's one definitely in brewing. Part of it is we want to have Centennial Yards finished so we can host the whole thing within a block of our building.
Okay.
So conversations are happening, and there's a lot of good things coming to Atlanta that haven't even been disclosed yet. So I think you will see big events continue on an annual basis coming to our city, which we do a great job of hosting.
Oh,
and the biggest one getting ready to happen, World Cup, man. It'll be here before you know it.
Hey, you can go ahead and say NFL draft, NBA draft. You can say these things.
Are we getting an NFL draft? Are we getting an NBA draft?
How could we not?
I have no earthly idea. I don't work there.
Steve Coonan joining us on 99 The Game. Steve, what do you say? Because I'm fighting on social media with so many people who are Hawks fans who are looking at this team and they're like, well, you know, this and that, and man, blah, blah, blah. Debbie Downer and Negative Nancy are all over the map. And I'm thinking to myself here, am I wrong, Steve, in looking at this team and thinking, hey, I don't know what's going to happen, but they could be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think, John, I don't say this often. I agree with you. I think we're going to be long. I think we're going to be athletic, and I think we're going to be very young. And I think this team's going to be an incredible amount of fun. There's a good chance Trae Young will be our oldest starter at 26 years old.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, Trae has been doing podcasts and all this stuff, and it's nothing, out of the norm, but I think people try to take stuff from these podcasts and when he says certain things, and he talked about DeJounte a few weeks ago, and we played it on the show, Steve, and it's as candid as we've heard him say, at least publicly. He said, look, they tried, it didn't work, and we won't be the only tandem
right.
That won't work, when teams try to get these guys together. And he said, look, I have we love each other. I mean, we got a great friendship and a long life friendship out of it. But the partnership on the court didn't work. And it was just good to hear Trae admit that, because I think that's what a lot of fans wanted to hear him say months ago.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I, again, not being defensive, I don't think we get enough credit for the size of the swing we took. Everybody, you know, wants us to do things. We took a monster swing. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way that we all wanted it to. I don't think there's any denying it. And I think with Trey's comments, it kind of puts that to rest. But we tried to get better and gave up a lot. And I think the New Orleans trade will end up being very beneficial for both teams. And, you know, I'm excited, but we absolutely took a giant swing, and they don't always work out.
Well, as we head to camp now, what are your expectations, Steve Kuhnen, of Zachary Risacher? What do you think he's going to be like this year?
I think he's going to, first of all, be a rookie, a 19-year-old, you know, boy against grown men. But I think he's going to play very good defense. I think he's going to work and grow and build his shot. And I think he's going to play quite a bit. I think he's going to play a lot, because that's the only way he's going to get better, is by being out on that court. And I think we're top priority in our team is developing him, because we think every tool's there to be really special.
That's Steve Kuhnen, guys, who joins us on a weekly basis. We're live at the Tour Championship, by the way. I know the Dogs are playing this weekend. Steve is a Dog and follows the Georgia Bulldogs closely.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we go again, Steve. Expectations. We've become accustomed to this. Dogs are number one team in the country. They got a game at Mercedes-Benz. We talked about how busy the weekend is going to be here in the A. But tell me what you think about, you know, starting this season. Listen, the last two championships, you know, I mean, listen, Dog fans are in heaven, right? You go back to back. I thought they should have got an opportunity to at least go for it last year, but that water, you know, that's water under the bridge. What are you thinking about the start of this season?
I'm very, very bullish on the Dogs. I think that quarterback in college makes a huge difference, and I think we have the best quarterback taking the field every time he takes the field. And I think, you know, we've got a hell of a defense. I think it's going to be a really, really special year. And I do think it's to our advantage now that we're not living under a one-and-done scenario. If you lose, I mean, we lost a very good Alabama team that went to overtime in the national championship semifinal, but we were out of the tournament. And I think that now with the top 12 and the way that it's seeded, that if we do have an error, we stub our toe, we're not out of it. And when you look at our schedule, I can't imagine, I don't think in my lifetime I've ever seen us play a more daunting schedule.
Well, and Florida may actually have a more daunting schedule, Steve. Look at Florida's last 5 games.
I'm talking about a good football team with a daunting schedule.
Oh, no. There you go. There's a little shade for you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Steve, am I wrong about this? I was kind of looking at event days in terms of television audience. Go to your television card here for a second. Look, the NFL draft dominates. You know, I mean, it's an event, but it's not a game. It's not a. It's just what it is. And then behind that, you would have had college basketball selection Sunday, probably as number two, and then the NBA draft. I have a sense that the first selection show, at least the first one here for the college football playoff, is going to be monster TV ratings.
Yeah, I mean, it's programming. It's content. And you're exactly right, because instead of having a narrow group of four or five, and really it's about who's out, this changes the dialogue. Who's in? You know, Florida State was upset by Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech played an incredible game. Florida State doesn't think they're out today. They could, you know, win the ACC if Tech subs it so twice. So I think it's better for the sport. We know a couple of things in sport. More points scored, faster pace, more teams in it are always good for TV ratings. And if you look, the NBA, we expanded our playoffs by adding the play-in, which really keeps teams interested. Major League Baseball added a seventh team to the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
Which, again, keeps more teams interested. The NFL added a seventh team to the playoffs. So the formula is there, and college football is actually, you know, a little late to the party. But I think what they're doing is going to continue to build interest in that franchise, and it's a very powerful franchise.
Before we let you go, any news on on what might happen to that show on TNT, and if it ends up anywhere else?
Well, the court filings, the NBA unequivocally said in court filings that not only did Turner not have the right to match the Amazon deal, they didn't have the right to change 300 words in the contract. So they've asked for immediate dismissal, which I think should play out within the next 45 days. But there's so much change happening in the television world. It looks like we'll know on September 3rd, but it looks like Diamond Sports, or as we know it in Atlanta, Bally's, will be back.
Right.
Which I don't think anybody would have projected. I know we didn't, you know, and I think that's good. And the home of the Hawks, but, you know, with a couple of wrinkles. And I do think that the NBA has stated their case clearly and concisely. And you're going to be streaming games Friday night on Peacock from Brazil, Green Bay versus Philadelphia, which is certainly a marquee game. You know, and the evolution has absolutely unequivocally started. And it seems like it's moving at more revolutionary pace than evolutionary pace right now.
Steve,
God, what a nice conversation we have without Mike being a grumpy old man who doesn't know how to work a remote control. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say something like that.
I mean, I can't fathom what kind of cultural problems we're going to have with Italy by the time he leaves.
No, but, it's true.
Well, he'll probably buy a bobblehead of some old stars.
Yeah, well, he just – and I don't know what he just sent me. He's sending me these random things, and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, he sent me two attachments. What is this? Oh, it's dinner and some band that they're watching. Do you recognize
there you
that?
Go.
It's not Metallica.
No, I have no idea. So you just sent me a gigantic, what is that, veal steak? What is that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a steak.
Yeah, it's a steak.
All right. This is the stuff.
They have cattle in Italy. Who knew?
Well, exactly. This is the stuff. All right, Steve.
Let's just hope that customs doesn't get him and he's fine.
Have a great weekend. By the way, John mentioned this. Camp's literally like 3 weeks away.
Yeah, right. Around the corner.
I mean, I know we're starting football here, but believe it or not, the Hawks will be getting ready to start the season. I think their first game, don't quote me on this, is October 23rd.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's less than 2 weeks.
We will quote you because you are correct.
Okay, that's at home. Yeah. So, looking forward
guys,
to it.
Stay dry. I think you got some weather headed your way.
Okay, well, we're out here at the Tour Championship. Steve Coonan, thank you.
That's safe. All right, be safe.
Bye-bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.